Hi, this is Dr. Teresa Dale, and we'll be spending the next hour together talking about thyroid issues and very, very things you've probably not heard anywhere else to help with hypo and hyperthyroidism and what to do about goiters as well, because all of these things can be handled naturally. And I know so many of you that are listening are actually on medications. And you have to be very careful if you've been on it for a long time, stopping it and doing natural things. You never want to do that. You have to slowly wean yourself off of it very, very, very slowly and allow the thyroid to work again, because what it's done is it's taken the place of your thyroid function. And so when you stop it, your thyroid's just not going to start working perfectly again, right? And so it's going to take a while to take natural supplements and then to slowly lower the amount of natural thyroid that you're using and make sure that your holistic health provider knows that you're doing this. Because that's sort of a legal disclaimer that I say to make sure that everything's good here. So you need to know that I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm also in California, function as a naturopathic practitioner, certified clinical nutritionist, and a homeopathic medical practitioner. So want to tell you a little bit about what's going on at the Wellness Center before we start. I have got an awesome six-week training for anybody watching. That's very economical for 6 weeks of training in how to heal your hormones, hormone rejuvenation. It's $199. Just call and get signed up today. It'll be on the air, on the internet and on the phone. So you'll be on the phone and maybe doing something on the internet as well. And that'll be for 6 weeks. So you'll have all the time to answer questions and to really learn about your hormones, what makes them go out of balance and how to fix them. And the other thing is if you go to the Wellness Center, www.wellnesscenter.net, you will have an opportunity to learn a great deal about hormone rejuvenation, about healing disease, healing thyroid, getting rid of candida and parasites, and beautifully detoxifying your body and all the filtering organs. Because, you know, you have filtering organs, and those are the kidneys and the liver and the colon and the blood. We want to pull all the toxins out of the blood. And we have one that's very effective for even critically ill people. And I highly recommend it. And you can call us to find out more. And that is, you would call 800-219-1261 and ask the wonderful person that answers the phone, Rhonda, for information about the detoxification programs. We have two of them. One is a whole body deep cleanse kit, which is a 13-day cleanse, and the other one is doing a 3-month slow cleanse. 3-month slow cleanse is for people who are chronically ill and want to heal their body, and we have awesome success with people doing that, because all the other things that I make and all the things that I do depend on a person's body being detoxified, and so that you can start to rejuvenate the body. That can only happen when you're detoxed well. So we want to talk about thyroid. And, you know, every a couple of times a month I have a BBC radio show on this wonderful station, and you can call us. There is a number that I don't have right now, but I will get, where you can call in. If you go to the website, bbs.com, I'm sure there's a number there. But I can get a number from Seth when he's listening. He can just interrupt me, give me a phone number of a number for you to call in and ask a question. That would be great, because I'm available for you. So you can go to bbs.com and get the phone number to call in. I'm going to try giving you this number. It's 530-876-9026. 530-876-9026. That's the number to BBS. If you have a question, please call and ask. So we're looking at hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism. Their causes are different, okay? And we need to look at when we have hypothyroidism, if we have Hashimoto's disease or not. And so first we need to have an accurate diagnosis. Most people who are diagnosed with thyroid problems, the right tests are not done, and they're put on thyroid, which is a get your body addicted to it, and they probably didn't even need it in the first place. So you need to get a proper diagnosis. And in order to do that, you need to get four blood tests, and you can get those from my homepage at the Wellness Center. You can order the blood tests there yourself without going to a physician to do it. It'll be a lot less expensive as well, probably a tenth of the cost. You want to get these four tests. You want to get the free T3, free T4, TSH, which means thyroid stimulating hormone, and the TPO, which means thyroid peroxidase test. Now, these four tests are necessary in order to see what is exactly the state, the health level of the thyroid. If the thyroid peroxidase is elevated, that would indicate Hashimoto's. You cannot find out if a person has Hashimoto's unless you do this test. It's a thyroid antibody test. In cases of Hashimoto's, what is actually happening is the thyroid is producing antibodies that's attacking itself. So the thyroid is attacking itself by producing these antibodies. And that's called Hashimoto's disease. And it is curable? Yes, it's curable. Medical establishment will say no, not curable, put you on medications, and then you're on them for the rest of your life, which really puts money in the pocket of the big pharma, but doesn't do anything for your health or for your healing. The emotions related to the thyroid gland. Now, before I do that, I want to give you the place to get that blood test. Go to my homepage, wellnesscenter.net. Look on the left side under quick links. Look at the for order blood tests. Look for that file. Click on it, order blood tests. When you open that in the center of the page, you'll read what it says and you'll click on a word that says click here to order blood tests, and then it'll show you all the tests. You want to order the DALE panel, D-A-L-E, because that is the panel with the four blood tests that's greatly discounted. So it's called the DALE panel. It's got the four blood tests that I mentioned before that tell you if you have Hashimoto's or hyper or hypo or whatever is going on with your thyroid. That is the test that is the panel that you need to do. So, did you know that iodine, there can be an iodine-induced hyperthyroidism? Let's talk about that. That's a high-functioning instead of a low-functioning thyroid. Now, an increase in the incidence of hyperthyroidism has been described following iodized salt programs in Europe and South America, and basically the use of iodized bread in Holland and Tasmania. Detailed observations are available from the island of Tasmania. Careful scrutiny of records in northern Tasmania revealed a rise in the incidence of thyrotoxicosis, and that would be from actually having too much iodine. And this happened as early as 1964, and this was associated with the rise in food imports and the introduction during 1963 of iodine to the dairy industry. So too much iodine can actually cause thyrotoxicosis. there was a much larger rise in incidence from 1966 following the iodization of bread. It was clear that the increase was mainly seen in patients with toxic autonomic goiter and not Graves' disease. There's a difference. So we're looking at a cohort effect was demonstrated because the peak was mainly composed of those over age 40 with lifelong iodine deficiency and goiter with autonomous thyroid nodules, which actually continued the rapid turnover of iodine after the increase in iodine intake from food. The findings were actually consistent with the original concept of Plummer and support of the classical view of two types of hyperthyroidism, which is Graves' disease and Plummer's disease. So we have those two types of hyperthyroidism, and too much iodine can create the thyrotoxicosis. And so we have to be careful with how much iodine we give. Now, as you know, or maybe you don't know, but here's to tell you that people who have heart palpitations, oftentimes there's nothing wrong with their heart. It's being caused from the thyroid problem being hyperactive, or thyroid being out of balance or dysfunctional in some way can create heart palpitations. What people generally do is when they have heart palpitations, they go to their medical doctor, and the medical doctor puts them on heart medications, right? So, but that can be caused by thyroid issues, and we need to really understand this very clearly. Now, similar observations of the thyrotoxicosis were made subsequently in Europe. For example, the incidence of hyperthyroidism due to toxic multi-odular goiter used to be higher in East Jutland, which is in Denmark, an iodine deficient area, than in Iceland, an iodine replete area. So this form of hyperthyroidism should be regarded as predominantly an iodine deficiency disorder, IDD, as it is largely preventable. So we want to look at a deficiency in iodine for hypothyroidism, underfunctioning. And sometimes if it's taken, iodine's taken too much, the thyroid can go into a hyperactive situation. So there are certain iodine deficient areas in Europe. And all of the studies have provided a further indication for the correction of iodine deficiencies. The costs of the diagnosis and treatments of thyroid disorders in the former Federal Republic of Germany have been estimated at more than 700 million German marks in the year 1981. This indicates that a connection of iodine deficiency would be highly cost-effective in Germany by preventing a major category of thyroid disorders. The same would apply to other countries. Now, the reason I go outside of the United States to do research is they have a tendency in other countries to do more natural, to do better research in many ways, and spend more money on something to find a natural, easy cure for the population. So more recently in Zimbabwe, an increase in the incidence of hyperthyroidism has been noted from 3 in 100,000 people to 7 in 100,000 people. This has been reported in Zimbabwe with a time interval of 18 months following the introduction of iodized salt. So as soon as the introduction of iodized salt occurred, the incidence of hyperthyroidism went from 3 in 100,000 people to 7 in 100,000 people. Clear biochemical signs of hyperthyroidism were also reported in 14 patients from a group of 191 adults selected on the basis of huge goiter in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So this whole issue of goiter needs to be handled because there's many things you can do about it. So based on these reports, an extensive multi-center study was performed in the region with as the main objective to elucidate the causes of this complication of iodine supplementation. It appeared that in both cases, the cause was the abrupt introduction of excessively and erratically iodized salt with markedly insufficient monitoring of iodized salt from the site of production to the level of consumer. Updated recommendations on the levels of salt ionization and the monitoring of programs were produced by WHO, UNICEF, ICCIDD. So we know that having iodine salt is too much iodine in your body. Okay, if a person is deficient in iodine, then don't do the iodized salt because of the iodine in it is not a good iodine. The salt is not a good iodine, not a healthy way to live. You can use sea salt. Okay, you can use Celtic sea salt, which is one of the best in the world, and you can eat seaweed to get your iodine. You can use a bioavailable iodine that I make called bioiodine, having one of them a day or two of them a week or whatever you need would be sufficient. But if you're looking at sea vegetable, that is a very, very good way to get your iodine. Now, there has actually been an exhaustive review of the literature on iodine-induced hyperthyroidism, which indicated that the condition can be lethal. However, these precise figures on the incidence, morbidity, and possible lethality are missing in a large majority of the reports. The cause of the condition is now better understood. Iodine deficiency tends to induce a heterogeneous multifocal abnormality of the thyroid, both cold and hot nodules developing. Some of the hot nodules are associated with activating mutations of thytrophin receptor. So the thing to do with low thyroid is low thyroid can be cause you to be lethargic and have a number of different symptoms that we're going to go over these different symptoms because a lot of people don't know. But we don't want to create thyrotoxicosis. This is something that can happen with anti-thyroid drugs or radioactive iodine, and you can actually create a toxic experience, a toxic thyroid gland. Cardiac complications may occur because the condition is more common over the age of 40, and the possibility of this condition in older age groups have been regarded as a contraindication to the correction of iodine deficiency in those over 40 years old. I would say get away from iodized salt completely or any kinds of unnatural iodine, radioactive or radioiodine. All of these kinds of unnatural things are very harmful to the body. But what we do want to know more about is goiter. Hypothyroid and hyperthyroid, okay, and then of course we have Hashimoto's. and we have goiter. So we're looking at all of these different conditions together. These are names that you have commonly heard, I'm sure, and that's why I'm using them and not a more technical name. I want to be able to reach out to you, to connect with you, and give you something that's really going to help you. So first and foremost, as I said, as we started, you need to assess the thyroid more accurately. You need to do the blood tests, okay? You do those four blood tests called the Dale panel. You can get that from the website under quick links. So as with any other physical dysfunction, where you need to find the cause of the thyroid problem and address it so that any results you have will be permanent. Okay, and so the permanent part of it is something that medical doctors and other health providers often don't get. Putting you on a thyroid medication does not permanently fix the thyroid. Why? Because your thyroid doesn't view it as being identical to what their body makes. Because your body, your thyroid, when it makes its own thyroid hormones, it does them in a certain circadian rhythm and works along with the adrenal glands. And so what you have is a thyroid that is functional is also balanced with the adrenal glands, and there is a cycle of how it makes the thyroid hormones. In other words, your liver also makes thyroid hormones. Your kidneys make thyroid hormones. So it's not just produced in the thyroid. So that's why a deep cleanse is so very important in detoxifying your body and getting your thyroid ready to start working again. We want to also look at the cause. Now, what can cause the thyroid problem would be the mercury in your mouth, mercury fillings, some kind of a traumatic experience that is causing you to feel confusion and paranoia. That can actually cause the issue. And other things could be vaccinations, could be many different things, chemicals. Many different things can actually cause the thyroid problem. It could also be genetic, but that doesn't mean that you have to keep it, and that means that you can fix it, and that you can find the cause, and that the you can create a healthy thyroid permanently. Okay? So the following protocol that I'm going to give you would be a real good thing for if you have a goiter. Okay? One of them would be a homeopathic remedy that I developed called Thyro T3 Rescue that you can get from your health provider, any health provider. And that if someone wanted to make an appointment with me, I could assess and see if they needed that. But that is for hyper and hypo and Hashimoto's disease. It's homeopathic. And it's in drops, liquid, and you would take that a couple of times a day, and the correct dosage would need to be tested on you. And then you've got the biofilm, which is a new product. The biofilm detoxification formula would help to detoxify the biofilm in your mouth and in your gut. And that is very important. Biofilm is a slimy film that is in your mouth that dentists know about and also is in your gut, and it protects pathogens. So if you've had a serious or any kind of persistent virus, bacteria, parasite, candida, something that won't go away, even if it's a periodontal condition, the biofilm is made of the strongest enzymes on the planet. And what it will do is it will detach the biofilm, flush it out, so the pathogens are then exposed, meaning that they can be killed and they're not protected from the biofilm in your body anymore. And the formula that does that is called biofilm detox. And then for the goiter, we're looking at a swollen thyroid. It's swollen, very swollen. And we want to use raw nattokinase. This is very, very good. Nattokinase is from a Japanese food. There's a lot more to learn about it. You can go to the website, wellnesscenter.net, and then go under products, and you can read more information about raw nattokinase. So it's for inflammation. It's for swelling. It's for blood clots, a number of different things it's used for. If there's a swollen lump, a nodule, or if the thyroid is swollen out, raw nattokinase will also be instrumental with the other things that I mentioned already in this airing in the show. So the raw nattokinase, a couple of them a day would be very helpful. And then we've got your sea vegetable, your seaweed. What's so great about seaweed is they have extracted an ingredient called fucoidin. Fucoidin cures cancer. Fucoidin is from seaweed. It's extracted from seaweed. And you can look that up. You can Google fucoidin on the internet, F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N, fucoidin, okay? And that is from seaweed. Ours is from seaweed in Tonga. It is clean. There's no mercury in the waters over there. And so we put that in a product called Ocean Meds. And that also has beta-glucan, and it has a hyaluronic acid, which is very good for your joints and for joint pain, and you take two per day. So BioAge Reverse is also useful for the adrenals, for adrenal support. It's a homeopathic. Ocean Meds is herbal and seaweed and fucoidin, but BioAge Reverse is homeopathic. So when you do a homeopathic product and you take that, there's never side effects. It can't do you any harm. You're safe. It can work even with medications. And you, so the BioAge Reverse is good to help the body produce and remember what it's like to actually produce human growth hormone. And also to produce IGF-1 and 2 to help diabetics. It's also very good for the adrenal glands. Very, very strong for the adrenal glands. It's homeopathic. And the next thing would be to enhance the ATP production in your body, which is useful for your energy exchange of your body. And there's a product that I have called ATP Max. Seaweed you can buy from any store. Any health food store should have a really good quality seaweed. Now, bioiodine is very good for goiter, and that's 1 to 2 per day. You could even take 1 a week or 2 a week and have success with that. It's totally natural. It doesn't constipate the body. Totally natural. And you don't want to take too much of it because it is from seaweed, and it is a very strong biologically available iodine. You want to do the slow cleanse for 3 months to detoxify the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and the blood so that those organs, the liver and the kidneys, will start to make and convert their own, the body's own natural hormones. And so the slow cleanse is very important to heal the thyroid and to heal goiter and to heal most any other condition. Mercury amalgam replacement is very important when you're dealing with thyroid issues because thyroid is right there near your mouth. Mercury is in your mouth, and the mercury leaches out of your mouth every day, every moment of every day. Never stops as long as you have it in your mouth, okay? And we've proven that by getting a meter from the Environmental Protection Agency, taking it over to a dentist's office and measuring when a person chews food to see that actually the chewing causes a release of mercury that you can measure when you are measuring the person's breath when they're talking. Okay, and then of course if they chew gum, there's even more mercury that's coming out of the person's breath. Okay, and then so we know that it's being released all the time in your mouth, in your body. and it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it affects your neurotransmitters. It affects the opiates. It affects everything, including it can be a very, very important thing to look at if your child has autism. And because mercury can actually cause autism, mercury is in the vaccines that we get. And I don't recommend using vaccines. We have several homeopathic remedies that are used as vaccines in Europe that you can connect with us to find out more about. So mercury, we're looking at candida. That has to be handled. If you have a goiter, you need to work with candida. Also the diet, as found in Revitalize Your Hormones. So you want to look at the diet that's in my book, Revitalize Your Hormones. And that's my most recent book. Also, the diet is on, if you've ever received a or done a performed a saliva test with my company, then you'll have the correct diet because it's included in the saliva test program. So this list of things that I'm getting you to do, the diet is very important. Every part of this is very important to actually heal and correct a dysfunctional thyroid, whether and the one I just gave you is for a goiter, okay? And that can be modified for just low thyroid or hyperthyroid. So it would be modified, would be slightly different. We need to understand that a goiter is caused from a serious enlargement of the thyroid where it looks, you know, looks like a tumor sticking out of the neck. It can be a variety of sizes from very, very large to where it's obvious you could see it if a person is just walking around, you know, or just you've met them, you tend to notice it, or it can be something that is not as noticeable where you look at the neck and just both sides of the neck are a little bit swollen. So it all depends. And this needs to be treated naturally because it can be fixed without surgery. Okay? And doing surgery on a goiter when it can be fixed other ways is not an appropriate treatment in my opinion. So dealing with thyroid issues are very important. I want to remind you that you can open up, open up to me, and you can ask me questions by dialing 530-876-9026. And if you should have a question about thyroid issues or any other issues, then feel free to give me a call. Now, when we're looking at thyroid, we're looking at the toxicity that is created by people who use too much iodine. If the treatment of iodine-induced thyrotoxicosis is effective with antithyroid drugs or radioiodine, provided that thyroid uptake of 13/11 to the 11th is still high enough. So by doing radioiodine, this is a bad way to treat it, bad, okay? And thyroid drugs, antithyroid drugs, it totally doesn't have to be done. So if you have a thyroid issue, find your holistic health provider and let them know, so that you can, in essence, make a big change in your body, heal your body, and do it naturally. You can always give your provider my phone number, and we can have a nice meeting or a nice chat about how to deal with this. Now, in Japan, interesting to note that in Japan, where the intake of iodine from seaweed may be up to 5 milligrams per day, there is no evidence of an increased incidence of hyperthyroidism or of Hashimoto's disease. These data provide strong reassurance that a higher intake of iodine can be tolerated once the transition from a low intake to normal intake has been achieved, and the cohort having hyperthyroidism due to autonomous nodules has been treated. So I do want to mention to you that the iodine from seaweed will not cause thyrotoxicosis or an increased incidence of hyperthyroidism. That is proven in Japan, where they don't have increased incidences of these diseases, and they eat an awful lot of seaweed. So we want to look also at thyroid cancer in relation to thyroid deficiency. For many years, thyroid cancer has been reported to be more frequent in autopsies from areas of endemic goiter than where iodine intake is adequate. Wegelin, and that's a study, a doctor, there's a reference on this, found that thyroid cancer in 1.4% of autopsies in Bern in 1928 when goiter was endemic, but only 0.9% of autopsies in Berlin where endemic goiter was absent. Basically what this study says that thyroid cancer has been noted in certain parts of Germany and even where endemic goiter was not present. So because of the iodine intake. Now there's a recent survey of the topic iodine deficiency in thyroid cancer, and this research concluded that solid evidence has accumulated, both experimental, biological, and epidemiology-wise, and clinical, that iodine deficiency is a risk factor for thyroid cancer by favoring both initiation, promotion, and progression of thyroid tumors. So by being deficient in iodine, you're actually at a risk of, it's a risk factor for thyroid cancer, okay? And that thyroid cancer can actually be initiated, promoted, and progressed for as long as you are deficient in iodine. Now, again, the best way to take iodine is in seaweed form or in the actual food form or my actual bioavailable iodine. It's called bioiodine. It's made from seaweed. It's stronger than just eating seaweed. And if you took a couple of weeks, couple of them a week or one a day or whatever your needs were, but you shouldn't need any more than that. So there's so much studies, there's so much research that it's at the point of we need to make sure we have enough iodine and not to take too much to cause thyrotoxicosis, which is a toxic iodine, which can cause cardiac issues like where, you know, heart palpitations or angina even perhaps. Now, when we look at our TSH level, and we can see that with an increased thyroid stimulating hormone level, when you get a blood test done, you might see an increased TSH level that can be caused from iodine deficiency. And the best measurement to know if you have enough iodine intake is by urinary iodine test. It can be used for both the first test, and for follow-up assessments as well. So that's how you want to measure your iodine excretion, like how much is being excreted, and this provides the best single measurement of iodine, and I can really recommend that. Various methods are available using different procedures for the removal of substances such as theocyanate, which interferes with the sensitivity in which urine is first digested with chloric acid under mild conditions and iodine, then determined from its catalytic reduction of cerium ammonium sulfate in the presence of arsenic acid. So this is kind of complicated, but you can get a urinary iodine test done initially to find out if you're deficient in it. Some people take Lugol's iodine, which is in a liquid, and they put it on their body, and if their body soaks it up right away, that generally means a person's deficient in iodine. However, not necessarily. So I've seen it, the skin kind of just, you put the iodine on your skin, and I've seen it where the iodine actually is gone in a very short period of time. Yet before we did the test, the person was not deficient in iodine at all. So it could be that the skin is just very dry and it's just soaking up anything that's liquid. It's a possibility. So you want the right amount. You don't want too much and you don't want a deficiency. So we need to definitely look at this, because in our population, a lot of people are deficient in iodine. We want to look at the measurement of thyroid hormones, too. You never want to do this, in a haphazard way. You want to just do those four tests. You want to look at the free T3, the free T4, the thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, and the TPO, which is the thyroid peroxidase test. You cannot know if you have Hashimoto's disease unless you do the TPO, which is the thyroid peroxidase antibodies test. So we want to look at a lot of, the basic fact is that in the United States, many, many people, a high percentage of people have of iodine deficiency and subsequently hypothyroidism. Many people are in the United States are on thyroid drugs much more here than in other countries because they introduced iodine via seaweed and via Celtic sea salt and good ways to, and various ways to get your iodine. Lugol's iodine, L-U-G-O-L-S, that's in a liquid. I don't recommend, the way you take it is you put it on your skin and your skin uptakes the iodine. But a better way to take it is the bioiodine that I have, which is made from seaweed, or take seaweed itself, maybe 2 tablespoons a day, or more, depending upon the severity of your iodine deficiency. So it's a very important thing, because so many people come to me with thyroid problems and are on thyroid meds, and you have to get on that protocol that I said earlier in the show in order to slowly detoxify. You slowly detoxify the thyroid in the body, and also to know that there are other there's organs that actually help in the conversion of the thyroid hormones, and that's your liver and your kidneys. So we want to do a detoxification of the entire body to clean out the liver and the kidneys, which are your filtering organs. So let's look at the emotions related to this. Very important, because you can strengthen your immune system. Okay, remember, if you have Hashimoto's disease, it's an immune problem. It's an immune problem because the thyroid is attacking itself. So you definitely want to strengthen your immune system. You want to look at how we're going to do that. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to do that now. But first, I want to tell you that the immune system, in order to fix the Hashimoto's, the immune system has to be stabilized. It has to be assisted. It has to be enhanced. And this is done by releasing emotions that cause the physical or emotional issues. So you want to look at homeopathy for doing that. The Neuro-Emotional Remedy Survey on my website, it's free. You can take it free if you go to wellnesscenter.net. And then you're going to go to free tests at the top of the page. You're going to scroll, look at that, scroll down and find the neuroemotional test. This test actually assesses your emotions. And so you want to fill it out. You want to see what percentage of the of your time or of a week that you're spending being irritated or resentful, or have you been through a lot of shock or trauma? Do you feel overwhelmed or guilty, or are you a person who feels fear, feels stuck? There's all the different emotions, and you fill this out. How you're feeling now and what percentage of any given week do you feel these emotions? You fill them it out, and then you click the submit button, and you get an answer back as to which neuroemotional remedies you take to actually help you resolve and release these emotions. As you know, we talked about earlier that the thyroid is related to confusion and paranoia. Okay, so confusion and paranoia, thyroid. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, confusion and paranoia can cause thyroid, but also confusion and paranoia is caused by having an imbalanced thyroid. So I would assess how confused you are and paranoid you are in your life. And also, when you fill this out, this neuroemotional survey, you will see a little key that tells you the organs that are related to the emotions. So then you can actually help yourself to release these emotions by doing the neuroemotional remedies. So this is a little survey that you're really going to like. And I feel very strongly it's helped so many people to get a handle on whether they have emotional issues or not. So that is one way we can help our thyroid, is first and foremost deal with the emotions, and you can do that with the neuroemotional remedies. Now, how to take it even further, let's say you have a lot of health issues and you feel out of balance emotionally. You don't feel like yourself. You know, you notice there's a change, you notice there's a shift, and you feel lethargic and you feel tired. Well, this can be caused from thyroid issues, but it could also be caused from the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis that's out of balance, and your hormones could be out of balance, your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and cortisol levels. So if you are feeling really off kilter, really like you're not yourself, I suggest doing the 5-element saliva test that I have created this panel for all of you to see and to monitor your hormonal health, okay? This is a phenomenal modality for assessing your body's complete endocrine system. So what we're going to do is find out some very interesting things, like we're going to find out about your progesterone level, your estradiol level, free testosterone level, 5 cortisol levels. We're going to find out if you're gluten intolerant or not, if you have candida. We're going to find out also if you're allergic to wheat, soy, or egg, and if you're in menopause. Now, if a male wants to do this test, that's cool. All he has to do is write down he's a male, and then he will get, instead of the female hormones, when the test comes back, he will get all the male hormones, like the androstenedione or the dihydrotestosterone. He will get all of that. So it is very important that that you do the testing and take these free tests online and maybe do a saliva test, and that will really help you. Now, thyroid is not tested by saliva. It could be tested by saliva, but I think the lab had some, I don't know what issues they had, but we're not doing saliva testing for thyroid anymore. And there is no lab doing it right now, but in the future there will be, and it will be more accurate than the blood. Right now all we have is blood, okay? And then you test the iodine with urine testing, okay? So the emotions are key. If you really have a lot of health issues. You need to work on your emotions in a much more profound way just by using one or two remedies. You need to get the Meta Wellness Self-Healing Kit. This is a kit that incorporates a workbook, a music therapy CD. It also incorporates all of the neuroemotional remedies so that you'll be using those, and a instructional CD. The instructional CD, you listen to first, that tells you about how to still your mind, and you read my book, Transform Your Emotional DNA, you learn how to still the mind. So the reality here is that the Meta Wellness Self-Healing Training or Self-Healing Kit will enable you to heal your body, your mind, and that will have a profound effect on your ability to go deeper in your spiritual life. And that is the most important thing. So, by using the workbook, you actually are guided to find unconscious and conscious belief systems, and then do a little process with them to release them. You do this yourself. We have people from 12 years old up to 85 years old doing this for themselves, and it works no matter the age, no matter the intellect. The intellect is not important. It's the desire to get well that will allow you to do this and do this successfully. So I can strongly recommend the Meta Wellness Healing Training, the healing kit that you're going to get from our company at 800-219-1261. And you'll be calling the Wellness Center. You'll be speaking with Rhonda. Should you need to make an appointment with me, of course, you can do that by calling Rhonda, and then she will get you to a different phone number and to the website. You just go to the website, and it says, if you want to make an appointment, you just make an appointment right there. You have to be a member of the Wellness Optimization Club to make an appointment with me. This is a club whereby we can connect, and it gives you a lot of information that you won't find anywhere else. And so should you want to be a member, you can do that. Make an appointment with me, and we can help you. But the Meta Wellness Self-Healing Training, I'm telling you right now, it's good for every single person. Everybody, every human has emotional issues. Mostly what we do is we repress them. As we repress them, we're creating a signature in the body, or a field that is a disharmonic field. And when we're creating that disharmonic field, this is how a disease manifests. So if you're feeling a lot of rage and anger and frustration continuously or a lot, then that's affecting the liver. And you're going to create some kind of a liver toxicity or a liver issue. And you can get rid of that with the Meta Wellness Self-Healing Training. You can also get rid of that with the Neuroemotional Remedy number six for the liver. And it's phenomenal. Very, very high potency. No side effects. Children can use them. We even have protocols for pregnant women. So that we've really tried and tested all of the formulas that you'll find. But the neuroemotional remedies were my first formulas, and I created them in 1991, and we've been having success with them ever since. So we strongly recommend that you give them a try. All of the homeopathic remedies that I work with are FDA registered, so there's no side effects, there's no harm, it's only good that's going to happen. So I want you to really consider all of this, and definitely let me know if you should have any questions by emailing Rhonda@wellnesscenter.net, Rhonda@wellnesscenter.net, or Dr. T. Dale at wellnesscenter.net, drtdale@wellnesscenter.net. So when you go to the Wellness Center, you're going to love the free tests. Also, sign up for our free e-newsletter, which is an opt-in e-newsletter that comes directly to your inbox once a week with the latest news about urgent health issues, how to cure yourself, how to help other people. I strongly recommend that you sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll know when I'm in your area lecturing having a free clinic where I can help you. So we're just about, our time is almost up. I do want to suggest that we look at the reality of healing our mind, body, spirit, healing our emotions, and not taking in any chemicals. Now, one of the things that you have to know is that when you take vitamins and minerals, you think you're doing a good thing. Not always. Okay, not always. So, and the reason is because the vitamins and minerals that you find most people are selling, whether it's a professional brand to doctors or it's in health food stores, if there are minerals in the product and the product is in a capsule or a tablet or a liquid, and then you have heavy metals in the calcium, magnesium, and in the minerals. How do we know that? Well, because about 5 years ago, there is something that happened in California called Proposition 65. We call it Prop 65 affectionately because it made manufacturers of vitamins and minerals change. In other words, many of the supplements that had minerals in them contained, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30% parts per million of heavy metals. And so this law, Proposition 65, states that any product manufactured in California cannot have over 5 parts per million of heavy metals. But my opinion is that 5 parts per million of heavy metals for a person to intake on a daily basis is too much. You shouldn't have any. So I make supplements without heavy metals in them, without mercury, without lead, without arsenic, without nickel, without all of that stuff that you don't need. There's no deficiency for that in your body, and you don't need that. Therefore, I would strongly suggest that you take a look at our multiple vitamin. It has a phenomenal, expensive formula. It's not an expensive product, but it's an expensive formula. And it has the best B12 in the world, methylcobalamin, instead of the cyan cobalamin, which is made from cyanide. It does not contain any minerals. Instead, it contains, we filled that space that minerals take in a good supplement. Instead, we have filled it in with the best phosphatidyl serine complex in the world, which is a combination of phosphatidylcholine and serine, which is so positive and important for your brain function and for your adrenal function as well, whether your adrenal glands are high or low. So the other thing we want to do is to know that we are going to need minerals. What do we do about those if they're not in the the multivitawell? Is the vitamin formula that you would get from our website. It's called MultiVitaWell. No minerals in it because of the heavy metals. Instead, I make a nano-ionic multiple with the best silica in the world. Nano-ionic multi. It's an ionic multiple mineral that contains no heavy metals. Now, the molecules of the nanoionic mineral are so tiny, so minuscule, so small that they can penetrate and get into the cells, which is a good thing. And you want it in your bones. You want the minerals going in the right places, and this nanoionic mineral will do it. It's the best minerals in the world, nothing better. And you will find that on our website at wellnesscenter.net. Our time is just about up, and I want to remind you that for your thyroid, we definitely want to look at the nanoionic minerals. We want to look at the bioiodine. We want to look at first an assessment of, you know, if you're iodine deficient or not. And definitely look at the adrenal glands by doing the 5-element saliva test panel. So our time is just about up, and I wanted to share with you that you can always give us a call and make an appointment if you want, but we'll just direct you to the website, and it says make an appointment. You would go there, and you are welcome to call us at 800-219-1261. If you get on the website and subscribe to our newsletter. You'll find out if I'm coming to your area and if I'll be having a free clinic to help you assess your situation, your health, and to help you to have a much healthier body, mind, and spirit. I want to thank you very much for tuning in this evening, and I look forward to speaking with you and hearing from you at our next radio show, and we'll be announcing that on the website and on the newsletter. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Teresa Dale wishing you an awesome week and a weekend. Bye-bye for now.